Tuberculosis is a contagious and deadly airborne bacterial disease that has infected more than 9 million people in 2006 and killed 1.5 million. But the latest World Health Organization report has some good news. The rate of TB infection is slowing down. Speaking at a news conference in London, one of the authors of the report, Catherine Floyd, says if diagnosis of the disease does not improve, progress will grind to a halt.
In China, they find and treat about 80% of the cases that we estimate exist in China. And that didn't change between 2005 and 2006. And unless countries find even more of the cases that exist, then the rate of making progress in TB control will not improve.
The WHO report says this failure to detect new TB cases and a lack of funding for national TB programs are the main reasons for the slow advance in fighting the disease. The World Health Organization cites a funding gap for global programs of about $1 billion. Its report also says a lethal combination of TB and HIV is fueling a tuberculosis epidemic in many parts of the world, especially Africa. Floyd says treating TB patients infected with HIV remains a challenge, but she says some countries are making strides against this twin disease.
There's been a lot of progress, particularly in Africa, in testing TB patients for HIV, which has actually demonstrated a willingness on the part of TB patients to be tested for HIV. So that may be a change that's occurred over the last 5 to 10 years. As there is now treatment available for HIV, there is more reason to know whether you have HIV or not.
The World Health Organization also cites other signs of hope, noting that several regions in the world are on track to achieve global targets to cut cases and deaths in half by 2015 compared to 1990 levels. These areas include Southeast Asia, the Western Pacific region, the Eastern Mediterranean, and the Americas. But the report says more funds and commitment in fighting TB are needed if the hardest-hit regions hope to defeat the disease. Mandy Clark, VOA News, London.